Once we accomplish fully qualified clear light, because through our meditation on the indestructible wind and mind, we've been able to fully loosen the knots at the heart channel wheel, and therefore all winds dissolve. And we have a very vivid experience of the clear light. Okay, it's fully qualified clear light. This is a profound realization. Fully qualified clear light has two types: example clear light, meaning clear light. A fully qualified clear light mind experiences great bliss. A fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss that realizes emptiness with a generic image is called ultimate example clear light. Okay, so this is example clear light. Why is it called ultimate? Ultimate in this context means fully qualified. So a fully qualified clear light. So through our meditation on the indestructible wind and mind, we've attained the fourth mental abiding. All winds have, the knots at the heart channel wheel have completely loosened. All winds have dissolved into our central channel. And we experience a fully qualified clear light mind, the clear light of bliss. And we are meditating on emptiness. But we are meditating on emptiness by means of a generic image. At first, it's not a direct realization of emptiness. Okay, we're meditating by means of a generic image. Ultimate means fully qualified. And because this realization serves as an example to the practitioner of how they will accomplish meaning clear light, therefore it is called ultimate example clear light. Maybe to make it simple, we just say the example means we're realizing emptiness by means of a generic image. Ultimate is meaning that we have a fully qualified clear light. This realization is called ultimate because it is a fully qualified clear light. It is called example because by using this realization as an example, practitioners understand that they can accomplish a fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss that realizes emptiness directly. So no generic image, it's a direct realization. Like right now, like we see our hand directly. Okay, so this practitioner, with their very subtle mind, the fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss, they see emptiness directly. And this is called meaning clear light. Okay, remember, the fully qualified clear light mind has two types, example and meaning. So now we know, initially, our fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss realizes emptiness by means of a generic image. That is called ultimate example clear light. And then through improving that, eventually we will accomplish meaning clear light, which is a fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss, realizing emptiness directly. The realization of ultimate example clear light is the second of the five stages of completion stage. It is also called isolated mind because at this stage, practitioners are free or isolated from gross ordinary appearances and conceptions of mind. So we're really transcending all ordinary experience at this point.